The Local Thread. Hello, greetings. Welcome to A Moment of Truth. I'm Fletcher Word, publisher of The Sojourner's Truth, and today we are going to discuss some things that are happening, in a sense, outside of the community. We are going to discuss travel and where members of the local community go to get away. Today's discussion will be hosted by The Sojourner's Truth travel contributor, Ricky Tyus, owner of Tyus Tours and Travel. Ricky and his guests will be discussing how to get there and what to do when you're there to have the best time a newly discovered land can offer. Enjoy today's Moment of Truth.
Welcome to the Moment of Truth presented by the Sojourner's Truth newspaper. As we embark on this journey together, I want to share the excitement and memorable experience that shaped our recent European adventure. Each sketch brought their own unique perspective and energy to the trip, making it a truly unforgettable experience for everyone involved. I'm Ricky Tyus, owner of Tyus Tours and Travel. Our discussion today is about my guests traveling to Europe this past October. My guests include Pamela Coleman Tyus, Dana Palmer, and Millicent Carter. So first, let me introduce Pamela Coleman Tyus. Pam, can you tell us a little bit about your portfolio of travel?
Sure. It involves the United States, of course. You have to travel at home. But my very first time after just cruising, I had the opportunity to go to Germany. I have family in Nuremberg and Fürth. And then we went on to Austria and then caught the train to Paris. So once you get a little taste of Europe, you have to go back. You can't see everything in one trip. I've also traveled to South Africa, spent time in Cape Town, Pretoria, Joburg, as they call it, yeah. Johannesburg, and islands, Caribbean islands.
Yeah, Hawaii.
Places like that. Oh, Hawaii, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, Dana, I have the same question for you.
Yeah.
Can you, my second guest is Dana Palmer, and can you give us a little history of your travels?
Yeah. I, like Pamela, have traveled throughout the U.S., but I've also had some opportunities internationally. So I think my longest distance trip was China. I've been to Israel. I've been to New Zealand. I've been to Australia, South America, Colombia in particular. Some of the Caribbean islands, just a variety of different places.
Sounds
Europe
fantastic.
As well, yes.
It sounds like you guys are experts at traveling. Dana, I want to discuss with you your travel to Europe this past October.
Okay.
Dana, reflecting on your recent journey, could you share with us the total duration of your stay in Europe and the highlights and any particular memorable moments of the destinations?
Wow. Okay. So my last trip was 11 days. We started in Paris, which was really a wonderful trip. I'd been to Paris before, but my experience before wasn't as, I'm just going to say, fun as it was this time, you know, with you guys. I think, you know, having the opportunity to just go with people that you know and love, and, you know, it was great to see Notre Dame after they had rebuilt it. It was great to actually go on the subway system, which is something that I didn't do previously. That was great. The cruise was good, too. right? Mm-hmm. We had some awesome opportunities. Sicily is one place that beautiful. I remembered and loved. Going to Barcelona was great. Mm-hmm. Just really beautiful architecture, and just it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity, and definitely would love to go back.
And the food.
Oh, the food is great, especially on the cruise. The food was great. I mean, the variety of food that was there. And just the accommodations in general were really good.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got on the cruise in Athens.
Correct.
Correct. So you spent 2 days in Athens?
Yes.
So what did you think of Athens?
I thought Athens was wonderful. It was different than I expected it to be, though, right? Where we were was a little more urban than I thought it would be,
right? It was.
But not in a bad way, right?
Okay.
I loved seeing the ruins that kind of sat up high on the hill. You know, that was an awesome experience.
Seeing the ruins from the hotel.
Yes, yes. Right. Exactly. The hotel was fantastic too, but just seeing the ruins and seeing how, modern day folks interact with and engage with history. Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, wow. Backing up for a minute to Paris. So Paris, you saw Paris by hop off bus?
Yes. That was awesome. That's one of the ways that I prefer to travel or see sites when I'm in a city. It gives me the opportunity to see certain segments. And if I'm interested, you know, hop off and engage in that area and come back on and see other parts of the city. So that was pretty cool.
And in Athens, you also saw Athens by hop off.
Yes. I'm trying to remember because we did have quite a few stops.
We started at the Acropolis.
Yeah.
And
we did, you know, that was an interesting spot there at the Acropolis. You know, seeing how all of the tourists engaged with one another, just seeing what the folks there in Greece, how they, you know, made it an experience for the tourists, right?
Absolutely.
It was good.
And people from all over the world.
Exactly.
Because you start engaging, you know, and find out there's other people from Ohio.
Right.
Yeah.
It was good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very positive.
So amazing. So in Athens, you guys went to dinner outside of the hotel.
Yes.
How was that experience?
That was an awesome experience. You know, we went to a little spot just down the way from our hotel.
I think it was called Messina. The Messina.
Yeah, it was Messina. Right.
Okay, good. I'm glad you remember the name. Yeah, no.
I only remember it because I just wrote an article about it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And it was a quaint little place, right? But I think the thing that I loved most was being able to get to know some of the ladies that I was traveling with in a deeper, richer, fuller way. It was good.
So we left the hotel in Athens. We boarded the cruise ship.
Yeah, impressive. I really, I had been on cruise ships before, but the scale of this ship was amazing. I think it was 17 stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, it was 19 stories.
19 stories.
It's two stories that you can't visit, but it was actually 19 stories.
It was an amazing place. I mean, just a floating city. You know, they say that about cruise ships, but, you know, you don't really, it doesn't sink in until you actually are there to see it for yourself. It was. Right. As I said, impressive.
Mm-hmm. A lot to take in.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like you liked the food on the ship.
The food was top notch. It really was impressive, the variety of food and the availability of it, day and night, right? I think anybody that has any limitation in terms of your food, if you have allergies or other types of limitations, they are able to accommodate it. It was just, it was great.
Yeah, they offered vegan menus too.
They offered vegan, gluten-free. Mm-hmm. It was, it was really good.
Yeah, helpful. It was a little bit different for me because on most cruise ship, you're outdoors more. On this cruise ship, we were indoors more.
Yes.
Like everything was indoors. Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit different. The technology, I thought, was fantastic. How did you like your medallion?
I thought that was really a nice touch. I don't think that it made things, you know, really simplified, easy, quick for entrance and exit. I just, you know, the fact that you could use it as your key, you didn't have to worry about trying to have a key in your pocket and know where you, or in your purse and know where you put it.
Right.
I think that was a nice touch.
Great.
Certainly different from my past experience.
Is there any destination that stood out for you?
On the trip, I think Sicily stood out. I really love Italy. I had been to Italy before, but that city was just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Just gorgeous. That was one place that I had not visited. And I loved it. And I definitely would like to go back. Also, Corfu.
See, I didn't go to that.
Okay.
I was sick that day.
Oh, okay.
Corfu was nice.
Corfu was beautiful. Huh. You know, I am a, to plug the, you know, WGTE, but I watch PBS shows, and one of them was based in Corfu.
Oh,
really? And so having watched that, I was eager to go and see it firsthand. Certainly different than the show portrayed, but just beautiful. And to see the architecture and, you know, the way they laid out the landscape there, just beautiful, just a beautiful place. That's another place that I think in time I'd like to visit again.
Okay. So what did you think of Barcelona?
Absolutely loved it. It was a beautiful beautiful city. You know, the historical places that we walked around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think of anything, I loved it when we actually got on ground and actually engaged with the other tourists and with the folks that were local there. But, you know, I think, you know, what we saw in terms of some of the historical sites and, you know, the different plazas and, you know, it was just... the layout was just breathtaking. Again, another place that I would love to visit again.
And it was bustling.
It
all
really
day,
was.
Even our room was right on the main La Rambla.
Right.
At the Arc.
Mm-hmm.
And it was traffic, even into the night.
Yeah.
You know, lights and all the restaurants and
Yeah, it was good.
So is there any special stories you want to share with us about your trip to Europe?
Special stories.
Well, yeah. I can think about one walking down the street from the hotel in Athens.
Oh, with the cats.
With the cats.
Okay. Go ahead, Pam. Tell that
but
story.
We protected her.
Oh, yes.
We didn't let any of those big, dangerous cats get to Dana.
Yeah. I don't know where I got the, you know, this cat phobia, but I don't like cats. And the ladies that were there, and we just laughed all the way. You know, down the street, but you know, they saw cats, you know, up on elevated walkways, and they were like, "Dana, I see a cat." And I was like, "Oh goodness, please help me!" And the ladies were like, "Okay, go this way, go that way, go you." So it was fun.
And don't forget about that train ride from the airport. Getting our luggage at the left behind place and then taking that train.
Right, taking a train to the city.
Yeah.
Oh, and how we
got derailed,
system wasn't
coming back.
Working, I'm
trying
to think.
Because everyone else's tickets worked and then
exactly.
And says got left behind.
Yeah, was it yours, fam?
I actually had to pay again to be able to get back on the subway.
Yeah.
Did I ever pay
that
you back?
That was in Paris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like we had been traveling for about a week, and that was an 11-hour layover. Right.
But I have to tell you that that was probably one of my most fun times on that trip. Yeah. Just the adventure of it all. And things didn't go exactly the way we planned, but we were able to figure out, you know, how to make it work. And,
we did.
I don't know. That's part of the adventure of travel for me.
So Dana, can you tell us about the entertainment on the ship?
Oh, wow. Yeah. So we went to one of the musical shows there. You hear things about how cruise entertainment is not so great and so forth. I'm going to be honest. Our cruise entertainment was phenomenal.
Yeah,
it was really good. I think we went to a couple shows.
Oh, yeah.
If I remember, there was one lady who was a phenomenal singer.
Right.
She was British.
Yeah, but
and
I
really
can't recall
short.
Her name.
But yeah, she was short. Really high platform heels.
Right. But her voice was just, you know, as a musical person, you know.
She did Aretha Franklin that first show.
She did. Uh-huh. She did.
All Aretha Franklin.
And the lady, I Will Survive, Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah.
And she did some, I mean, just amazing, amazing work there. Mm-hmm. And then the musical, it was kind of a salsa or a Latin-based musical. But
and they taught salsa lessons on the ship.
Yeah, that was pretty nice, too. I enjoyed that. Very few Latin people in that show, but they did a phenomenal job with it. So.
Yeah.
And then there's the one evening that we did the headphones.
Oh, yeah. The silent disco. That's
right,
what that's
the
called.
Silent disco. Silent that's disco. What it's called.
That was an adventure. I'm going to be honest. Yeah, it was interesting.
Some people were tuned in to Station A and then, dancing to the same beat. Some were tuned in to Station B.
Correct.
Which looked kind of strange.
Yeah, it was.
But it was fun.
It was. And I was really amazed at how many small people, young people were there during the night and were able to enjoy it. So people of all ages just,
They let the kids stay
out. Yeah, they did. It was good.
So we talked about all the good things that happen on the cruise.
Mm. Yeah.
So what didn't go so well on the cruise?
The thing that stands out for me is I had damaged luggage. You remember that? That was probably the worst of it.
Okay.
Was the damaged luggage. I don't know if it's just my personality. I kind of glaze over bad things, but that was probably the worst of it. I know some of the other folks, and I'll let them tell their own tales, had some difficulties. But, I didn't really have any delays. I didn't have.
No.
The only thing was the damaged luggage. And because of the travel insurance that you recommended for us, they fixed that. Yeah. I mean, without question. I mean, it was like, okay, just tell us what happened. Send us a picture if you've got it, and we'll take care of it. And they did. So that was great.
Yeah, they are excellent.
Yeah.
They're totally amazing.
Yeah, so, I agree.
And I'm glad they took care of your luggage.
Yeah, they did.
Because it seems like there was more dents by the time you got home.
Yes. There were terrible dents. And on I reported it to the airline. And the airline was like, well, you've gone from one airport to another. We don't know who's responsible, so we're not going to pay. The insurance company came through.
Yeah, no questions asked. All right. So we got about 15 seconds. Anything that you want to do to wrap it up?
International travel, if you can do it, is a must. It broadens your horizons. It helps you to understand how others live. It's something I highly recommend.
All right. So true.
Thank you, Dana, for your insight into your vacation. And we will be right back to talk to Mellicent Carter, who was also on the cruise.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Moment of Truth presented by the Sojourner's Truth newspaper. Welcome back to the Moment of Truth. As we move forward, let's turn our attention into the next part of this discussion. Each guest's account has provided valuable insights into the diversity and richness of European travel, highlighting the ways in which personal experience and background shape every journey. Now, as we begin session two, we look forward to hearing Millicent Carter's perspective and learning about the special memories and cultural encounters that made this trip distinct for her. With each session, our appreciation for the unique experience Europe offers continues to deepen, making this conversation both informative and inspiring for future travelers. So, Millicent, give us a little background about your travel history.
Well, my travel history out of the country probably began with Paris, I believe. Years ago, probably 1990, I was a new mom, and I was never very interested in history. My interest tended to be science and math. But when I got to Paris and saw a number of the statues, I was kind of sorry I didn't pay more attention to history so that I would know the significance of what I was seeing.
Okay. So on this trip, so what did you think of Paris?
Well, Paris, I think I wasn't as engaged with Paris as I might have been because I had an earlier flight than the rest of you guys.
Right, right.
So I did try to enjoy it, but I think I was more cognizant of the time so I could get back to the airport. But what I do like about Paris, number one, is the food.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think what I like also about it is the diversity of people.
So what did you think about Athens? Because we spent 2 days in Athens.
Right, we did spend a couple of days. I really liked Athens. I think it was Candy and me, and I think Dana, in a vehicle getting to the hotel. We had a wonderful driver, mm-hmm. because as he passed a lot of the antiquities, he slowed down, told us about them, and pointed them out. So we got to see that. Wow. Just on our travel. So I really did like Athens, and I liked his energy.
All this happened at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Whatever time it was, yeah. It was happening. And okay. Because I was asking, I like to know what the people who live there do and see.
Uh-huh.
And so I think I start picking his brain, you know, about that. And then he just started, you know, going in. He was very, he could have been a tourist leader himself.
Okay.
Because he was a very loquacious person,
uh-huh.
as well as friendly. And he was not actually born in Athens. I forget where he's from, but he wasn't even from Greece himself.
Okay.
So it was interesting to hear his perspective.
Okay. So you really enjoyed Athens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. So from Athens, we went on the cruise.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think about the cruise?
I liked the cruise. I'd never been on a cruise. We had taken our kids, my husband and I, on smaller cruises, short cruises, like mm-hmm. 6 hours. For them to get the feel of it,
mm-hmm.
but then we'd spend more time at the destination. And what I did, well, all the eats is one of the things, the variety, especially the diversity of what cultures were represented in mm-hmm. the food. So I got to try, most of them I think I'd probably eaten, but then just to have a choice. But I think more than the food, because I'm a pretty good cook and I have studied on my own cultural, like spices and what they do. But what was more important, the good company around eating. That always mm-hmm. makes food a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, Candy and I were always very fortunate to sit near people who probably like me like to talk. And so I learned some stuff about myself from one of them because I think we were probably no more than an arm's length away, probably less than an arm's length away. And just sharing, I think this lady shared very much, very intimately about herself and likewise. And then I think she was so comfortable that she shared something about me in a way that I had never thought about, just
okay.
from what I told her about myself.
So you found out something new about yourself that you
I don't think
before.
It was new, but a new way of looking at it.
Okay, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What did you think about the destinations?
The destinations were very lovely. They and I think my thing was I wish that we could have spent more time there at the destinations to really not just see. You know, it's nice to look at the things and all those buildings that have been standing, mm-hmm. maybe hundreds, more than hundreds of years. But what I really love is to get the local people's perspective.
Okay.
And see how they live and where they eat and the things that they enjoy. And so I think that's one of the things that I think the cabbies and all of those who drove us around, I think all of them were very pleasant and gave us lots of information. And so I would have rather just, you know, be in the cabs with them as they pointed out stuff to us mm-hmm. because they knew so much more than, you know, we could
ever read about.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, for sure. So we talked about the destinations. What about entertainment?
Oh, I think that was a bunch of fun. The entertainment on the ship. I think because our time, and I don't think it was just the limited time, but I think the time of day that we had access to the local areas, mm-hmm. had it been the evening when people were off of work, then we could probably engage more with the people. But otherwise, I think as much as the time, my time spent off of the ship, mm-hmm. some of the fun stuff on the cruise okay. and the energy. I did go out and do like some Latin dancing, but I had already done that in Zumba a lot. There was a little bit, you know, I didn't know. So that was fun. And then watching the people as they danced. And then I think one day when I didn't go off the ship with you guys, they were doing a competition between the crew and the guest, and it was
that.
Jenga,
yeah.
and that was a bunch of fun. Yeah, that was a bunch of fun. And yeah. even though I was watching it, I think I was getting tense, too, because I wanted the guest to win. I think they did win what I think they did win, but it was very close until I think the very last. It was very close.
So is there any destination that stood out for you?
You know, I think the one that stood out for me more was, and I cannot remember where it was, but we went in the, cannot remember the island, but we walked and then we were in two different vehicles that took us up to the castle.
That was Bar.
Yeah, Bar.
Montenegro.
I think that one.
Oh, okay.
I think because of the castle being that up close to it.
Okay.
I think that was interesting. And then walking on probably the cobblestones that had probably been there for centuries.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was interesting because that was more like, you know, really up close and personal,
mm-hmm.
you know, feeling where probably people who lived hundreds of years ago, where they had walked.
Okay, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we talked about destinations. So what did you think of Barcelona? Because you spent the night in Barcelona.
Barcelona, it was nice. And I did go out walking by myself a little bit.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, not much because I think we're Candy and Dana went, it was a sandwich shop. And on the cruise, I was eating croissants and things like that. I mm-hmm. wanted to get something. And they were more like, you know, sandwiches you can get here.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked, I think, one of the hotel desk clerks. And I went down, probably I walked about five blocks and passed a protest. I forget the name of the restaurant, but it was like a local restaurant. But there were lots of people there. And I was able to get some eggplant parmesan. Uh-oh. And then they gave me some limoncello and stuff like that. So it was really nice. And I just sat there and I watched and I took maybe two or three shots because the food was so beautiful.
So you kind of went out on your own once everybody got to Barcelona.
Yeah, once. And well, we did go together somewhere. We walked, where did we go? We walked, I think, to, I forget what church was, but we did some of the touristy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then we got back. I just wanted to actually feel more like the neighborhood stuff. And it still wasn't really in a neighborhood.
Okay.
But it wasn't just like in a hotel where there's going to be, you know, travelers. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to be among people, you know, native people there.
Okay.
And so I did get, you know, some of that at that restaurant.
So tell us about your experience traveling back to the United States.
Traveling back was really easy. The first interesting, and I was just talking about this earlier, boarding the plane, the first plane, I was I was behind a lady who I heard her tell the flight attendant she had just learned about losing something. And then we were able to sit next to each other just by chance. And we had good conversation. We exchanged telephone numbers. And we were talking more about probably one of the purposes of my life, working with kids, because mm-hmm. she worked with kids. So that was interesting. And then I think I went back in the, I don't know what they call it, but the part of the plane where the flight attendants get all the food together and clean
the
up. Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. the galley. So I was back there with them and we talked some, you know, about interesting things, you know, like personal things. Somebody uh-huh. get ready to go on a wedding and, you know, things like that. And so able to like get a little bit of everybody.
Fantastic.
It's nice engaging with different people when yeah. you travels. You learn even more.
And I'm one of those people. I have a friend that says, I could talk to a wall. She said, I could have a conversation with a wall.
Yes.
And so, but I think, this is what I believe. As a Christian person, we say we're all sisters and brothers. Mm-hmm. So I see people as friends I've just not met before. Okay. So that's how I look at people.
That's the good outlet. Mm-hmm. So did you have any problems flying back home?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I got caught in the beginning of the shutdown. I think my flight was delayed at least 3, maybe 4 times. I think one of the delays, though, was probably a contract that the pilots have with the government, because I think about the third one, when the crew, the cockpit crew, start talking to us, they apologize because they said it was their fault. They were changing the crew. So I'm thinking maybe they can't be out there over a certain number of hours. I'm guessing their contract, or maybe some had to be somewhere else on time to pilot another flight. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, but it was okay because I think I was watching movies and maybe dozing.
Okay.
So it wasn't so bad. So I try, you know, things that you cannot control, I try not to get anxious about.
Okay.
And so, you know, and then I think on every flight, I had interesting people. And then probably, even if they weren't interesting, they had to talk to me. Because I'm talking to them and finding out. So, but I really did have some interesting people I was sitting next to.
So you caught an Uber home from Detroit.
Yes.
And that was covered by the insurance company?
It was. It was covered. And I was so glad. It was the first time I took out flight insurance or travel insurance. And I was very pleased that I think even before 24 hours was up. But what I also liked about them was that I think I became aware of the delays before they would talk about it on the plane, whether it was the flight attendants or because I think there was always just a short little text about, you know, a delay or something like that.
Okay.
So you flew through New York.
Boston.
Mm-hmm. You flew through Boston. Okay. Okay. So I thought all the problems would be in New York.
I would have thought so, too.
But Dana didn't have any problems.
Right. I did learn. And I think she went through Newark. I think her flight through Newark. Okay. Yeah. So I think
LaGuardia and then she had to change airports.
Okay. Yeah. So one of my things, I think, you know, I'm always, my background is computer, so I'm always looking at things. So I think I asked, it was AI, but, you know, on Google, as what's causing the delay. And so I think it gave me 3 things. I think it gave me the shutdown, I think the weather, and possible, like, construction, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I think it helps to know what's causing it rather than being totally in the dark. Mm-hmm. And so I knew, just sitting there, I was just texting and, you know, well, asking Siri or AI in the phone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you use AI when you travel?
I use it all the time. My background is software engineering.
Okay.
So I used to program. Well, that's what I was supposed to do, but I actually was a systems analyst. So I always engage with devices.
Okay. So is there anything else you can tell us about traveling to Europe that people should know?
What I would say about traveling to Europe, it depends on your focus. If your focus is just relaxation and sitting around, then I think that is good. But if you really want to know the culture, because it just felt like being in our own environment, being on the ship mostly. There were a lot of language flying and people were really great. But if your interest is more of their food and more of their culture, where they hang out, the music, you know, and I think a lot of people are just very relaxed. I think I never had a bad experience with anybody or felt like somebody was kind of rude.
If you were to suggest to people how to prepare for Europe, what would you suggest to them?
Well, what I did, I was always looking at the weather for the time that we were going to be there and letting that guide me. And the weather was really, really decent. The other thing I would say, make sure you have comfortable shoes.
Yes. Yes.
And then the other thing is to make sure that that your clothes are comfortable, because sometimes we wear clothes because they look good, but they may not feel good.
Okay.
And so that was the other thing. And I think that's about it. And what I think is, I'm always greeting people, talking to people, whether they're the servers, the workers, whatever, asking them how their day is, because they're people too. So treat people just like they're your family, how you want your family to be treated.
So in traveling to Europe, did you think the time that you went was a great time to go, or would you suggest a different time to go?
I think it was a good time, as much as I know about, you know, the what is and isn't the travel season. Mm-hmm. But I think I did try to look that up too, not so much that I could change, but what it would help me to understand the things I wanted to do to change it. Because I don't want to be in touristy traps. Okay. I want to be where the people are. So I did learn about that before going to find out like some of the places.
Great.
So
great.
Did you go to all the places that you wanted to go? Did you
No, because most of the places I wanted to go were with people, and people were at work. And so normally what we used to have to be back on the ship by like 6. And so people are probably just getting off work. And I did learn that I think Greek people, I don't know if it was Greek or Italian, eat late. I think they start eating about 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So that just precluded that.
Okay, okay. So is there anything that you learned from being on the ship about the workers or like any special things that
yes,
were going
I
on
did.
With the ship?
Yes, I did. I learned that I don't think it's great work that they do. I don't think they like it because I did talk to two young ladies and we talked about it and I think – it is, you know, I think, although I do believe they get a whole 8 hours to sleep and all, but I think the intensity of the work and perhaps even their superiors, I think it is because some did really talk very openly to me.
Uh-huh.
And one I didn't know was behind me listening. And she said, thanks for the information, but it wasn't anything private or personal, but it was just encouraging them to go about doing what they really want to do. I think they were using working on a cruise ship as a means to an end. And I told them, you know, keep focused on that, see that, see it in your brain, and just keep praying about that. Because I think God creates us for certain things. And I believe that a person should at least pursue it and find out they don't like it and then do something else, but...
I so Pam has a friend that she met that works on a cruise ship.
Yes. Lucy. I met Lucy on a celebrity ship at Christmas time, that Christmas cruise.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it seemed like Lucy worked around the clock, but she always had a beautiful attitude. Everybody on the ship loved her.
Yeah. And I have a grandson that's getting ready to work on a ship. I still haven't figured out what type of ship, but he's going to work on a ship for 6 to 8 months. There's about 1 minute left to wrap it up. So is there anything special that you want to say in the next 30 seconds about your trip to Europe?
I would just encourage people to know that being on a ship is so much like being at home is very comfortable and things like that. And if they do want to actually get to know people in the destination they were going, I would say fly maybe, but the cruise is really nice. It's very relaxing. And then I just sometimes like sitting on our berth seat and looking out at the water. That was so appealing.
Yeah, so appealing. Thank you, Millicent, for your insight into your vacations. And we'll be right back to talk to Pamela Coleman-Tias. And you're listening to The Moment of Truth presented by Sojourner Truth Newspaper. Welcome back to The Moment of Truth. As we move forward, let's turn our attention to the next part of this discussion. Dana Palmer and Melissa Carter gave their account and valuable insight into the diversity and richness of European travel, highlighting the ways in which personal experience and background shape every journey. Now, as we begin our next session, we look forward to hearing from Pamela Coleman-Tias, perspective, and learning about the special memories and cultural encounters that made her trip distinct. With each session, our appreciation for the unique experience Europe offers continues to deepen and making this conversation both informative and inspiring for future travelers. So, Pam, can you give us a collection of your memories of your recent Europe trip that you took in October?
Wow, it's so much. But thinking back to Paris, just getting there from the airport, you always assume that as soon as you get off the plane, you're right at your destination, which isn't the case, even when you think of like Toledo to Detroit. It's maybe an hour ride. So we had a train ride for about, it wasn't a whole hour, but it involved you really knowing kind of where you were going to. So we came out from underground to Notre Dame, which was fantastic. The last time I was in Paris, there was a fire, but we got to see that now. You can go in there. The weather was fine. Everyone knows of that fence in Paris with all the locks that were on it. Well, now they took all the locks off of it. But there is another fence close to the Notre Dame, and they're starting that up again. So that was fantastic. Taking that hop off, hop on bus. Oh, boy, we got to see quite a bit going around from, of course, Eiffel Tower and Arc de Triomphe. I wish we could have had more time for shopping, but that bus is a unique way. If it's raining, have a poncho because you still want to be on top if you can. But that's a fantastic way to really see some of the main sights in Paris. And yeah, an 11-hour layover was a fantastic amount of time to see all of that.
So did you get a chance to sample some of the foods in Paris?
Oh, yeah. They have carts. They have the croissants and the crepes to go with Nutella or either jam inside. And you think like New York, the hot dog carts, but no, these are really good crepes that they have. Prices aren't too bad. The restaurants have menus on the outside, so you can read the menu, tell what they offer, and see the prices. So you can tell if it's a restaurant you want to maybe skip over to mm-hmm. look at a more budget-friendly mm-hmm. one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So also in Paris, what are some of the sights that you saw in Paris?
Oh, we got to go around the Eiffel Tower, the, I forget the area where they have so many other beautiful statues, and down the main shopping strip, Champs-Élysées. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Along the Seine River, and I'm sure there's more.
What's the one place that was robbed after?
Oh, the Louvre. We got to go to the Louvre.
Right.
We had nothing to do with that heist either. Nothing to do with it. Yeah, that's a beautiful facility inside and out.
So then we flew from Paris to Athens.
Yes.
So what did you like about Athens?
Well, I didn't realize our hotel was where it was located. Hyatt Athens, I believe. So waking up that morning, you go up to the 9th floor for breakfast, and then look, there's the Parthenon. That was fantastic. I like the vibe of the city, the people. They're used to tourists. A lot of people speak English. If you don't, they appreciate it if you do try to speak, you know, their language a lot. I wish I could have spent more time in Athens, but just seeing the history of it, yeah, and we are right there. And the food.
And
I'm
the
a foodie,
food in
so,
Athens.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So we already talked
everywhere.
About the restaurant that you guys went to outside of the hotel.
Yes.
And we talked about the hop-on, hop-off bus
mm-hmm.
That we did in Athens. So let's move on to the cruise. So let's start with the destinations.
We first stopped at, was that Bar? But it was really nice. We did have an hour difference. I would suggest to anyone going to take their regular watch with them so they can change times because the cell phone did not convert to the time where we were traveling to always.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was going an hour back or an hour ahead. You don't know what the ship's time really is. So if you kind of set your own, you know, manual regular watch, you can kind of tell. You don't want to be late back to the ship.
Okay. What was your favorite destination on the ship?
On the ship, I would say Corfu was nice. I ran into people from Westerville, Ohio, waiting at the hop-off, hop-on bus there. It was beautiful. They had castles, and again, the people are really friendly. Prices were real good. But I would say Sicily. Sicily was one of my favorite spots. Between Sicily, Barcelona. We didn't get to spend a lot of time out at Amsterdam. But between Sicily and Barcelona, the cobblestone streets the flowers. So here, flowers are dying out in October, and theirs are still vibrant, and they use that. It was just beautiful, looking right out at the blue sea from where we were at. The pizza was fantastic.
What about the entertainment on ship?
Oh, the entertainment was great. They had a couple that were singing. They did a lot of American music, but it seems like everybody around the world is really familiar with music from the States anyway. The young lady that sang, she was a Brit. She was electric. She did a lot of Aretha Franklin, and she got everyone involved on the ship, you know. So before her show was over, she had people down there at the stage dancing and just really involved everybody. They had a couple that did some acrobatic things in that middle part of the ship. That was phenomenal. They had a really nice comedian. Sometimes you never know if you're going to the comedian show if what the language is going to be like. Mm-hmm. But this was a family-friendly comedian. He was really funny, too. Trivia, a lot of trivia activities. We missed, there was a big pool game thing I wanted to take part in. This was October, and it rained. So it dampened everybody's spirits about taking part in that.
Just so you know, this was it. It was an 11-day cruise. We flew from Detroit to Paris. Mm-hmm. We had an 11-hour layover in Paris. Yeah. And then we flew from Paris to Athens. Mm-hmm. And we were on the cruise for 8 days.
Yes.
Then we spent 2 days in Barcelona. I think Dana and Millicent just spent one night. But we spent 2 days in Barcelona. So tell them about your experience of Barcelona.
Barcelona is great. I had been there before, too. Kind of like the city that doesn't sleep in a way. And they have things for everybody. There were a lot of people I recognized, my age even. You know, you get your walking in, so you definitely want to take comfortable walking shoes. But there was always something happening up and down. There were people that the caricature artist, the man we came across that didn't have any use of his arms, and he was painting beautiful paintings with the paintbrush between his toes. Mm-hmm. That market there was phenomenal. They had everything from all sorts of cheeses, leg of lamb, purses, rugs, all sorts of things going on. So whatever you liked, whatever age you were, there was something to do.
So we walked around Barcelona looking for what type of food you were looking for?
Flan.
Flan.
I figured I would find the best flan there.
Yeah, and you found it where?
Back where we started out.
Right in front of the hotel.
Right in front of the hotel, yes. Yeah. It was good, though.
Yeah, so in Barcelona, this was the area that we stayed in that you could just walk out the hotel and just walk.
Yeah.
And it was right down the street from the cruise ship. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that far away, and we had a great time.
We did.
The hotel was probably only a 3-star hotel, but the destination was priceless.
Yeah,
absolutely priceless. We walked all over the place.
It was a pretty nice hotel for 3-star.
For 3-star, yeah.
And it was really small, very small. But I learned that before from European trips that the hotels were smaller.
Right.
You know, the cars were smaller. Okay. And one other thing, too, that people don't realize if they haven't spent time in Europe, you pay for water, or you don't just automatically get water when you are seated at a restaurant.
Right.
You may have to ask for ice cubes. So mm-hmm. that's something in U.S. we take for granted. And you also have to pay to use the bathroom a lot of places. The cheapest has been like 50 cents. I think in Egypt I may have paid $1. To use the bathroom each time. Most places accept U.S. dollars. But, yeah, be prepared to pay for toiletry. And if you don't see it, that sign, the lady's dress, or the man with the pants on, WC for water closet.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So, like, one of the things I forgot to mention mm-hmm. was euros. We had problems getting our money transferred from U.S. dollars to euros. Yeah. Even here in the United States, we had to wait a couple of days to get it done.
And order your money.
Yeah, I think that's something that people need to know if they're going to Europe, that you need to order your money at least 2 or 3 days before you travel.
Oh, yeah. I usually have mine at least a week before.
Yeah, well, you still have euros left over from other travels.
But it's a good thing to have what you need before you go. If you do get it in the airport, you usually will pay an extra fee. If you want to convert it wherever you're going at, you always pay a whole lot more at their bank, at one of their booths, at a Western Union. There's always an added fee. So take as many euro and maybe a little bit more than you actually need.
Yeah, because if you're going to Europe, you're definitely going to need the euros.
Definitely.
You know, so you probably need to buy more.
Yes.
Because I didn't buy enough.
No.
You know, and actually ran out. So I want to talk about one of the unique things that happened on the ship to me. There's a guy, Pam and I were coming back from breakfast, or was it lunch? We were just coming back from
breakfast.
Breakfast. Mm-hmm. And a guy walked up to me and said, well, where are you from? And I said, Toledo. And this guy happened to be from Toledo. He said, I knew you were going to be on the ship because I saw your post on Facebook. So he, and with 6,000 people on the ship, he tracked me down to introduce himself. And it turns out this particular guy, his name is Mark Hinton, knows everybody in my family but me. Knows my brother. My brother was a football coach. He met my sister this past summer. He went to school with my younger sister. So he knew everybody but me, and he found me on the cruise ship and introduced himself to me. So I thought, for me, that was a pretty amazing that this guy tracked me down amongst 6,000 people. And it turns out he originally was from Toledo, and he now lives in Las Vegas. So for me, that was a pretty unique experience.
Yeah, okay. I'll say.
Yeah. And also for me on the ship, I also got sick.
You sure did.
Yeah.
So
yep, I was sick.
So people should take stuff just in case.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of hard to do. It's unfortunate, but
take your Motrin, Tylenol.
Right. But I still had a great time.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the company that we had. Everybody was amazing.
Yeah.
Everybody got along.
A nice group.
You know, that's totally amazing. Sometimes people kind of go different ways and don't get along, but everybody got along. So I thought that was pretty amazing. And nobody really had any problems. Maybe traveling back home, you know, but nobody really had any problems. The only thing I didn't like about the cruise was we didn't have water in our rooms. We actually had to, and I hate to use this word, we had to steal pitchers and fill up the pitchers to have water in our rooms.
Yeah, you know? We did. He suggested it.
But that's the only part I didn't like was
some of the ships will allow you to bring on.
Right.
And you have to contact each cruise line, and it even changes. So you can maybe bring a six-pack of water or a case of water on some ships, or just bring a big water container, you know, because you want to take that with you on your excursions anyway.
Right.
And then you can just refill it in the dining room.
So as we reflect on the stories and shared experiences from each section, it becomes clear that travel not only broadens our horizons, but also strengthens the bonds between friends and fellow adventurers. The memories, laughter, and lessons gathered along the way serves as reminders of why exploring new cultures and places is so meaningful. We hope these insights encourage you to embark on your own journeys and create unforgettable moments, just as Pam and Dana and Millicent, myself, two people we need to mention that wasn't able to record today, Candy and Ann. We need to thank all of them for traveling with us. So, again, I would like to thank our guests, Dana Palmer, Millicent Carter, and Pamela Coleman-Tyers, for making our conversation both informative and inspiring for future travelers. And thank you for listening to Moment of Truth, presented by the Sojourner Truth newspaper.
The Local Thread is a production of WGTE Public Media. Episodes can be heard weeknights at 7 on FM 91 or anytime at WGTE.org.